At the Luling Livestock Auction, about an hour south of Austin, a large black cow is sent into the bidding ring. It's hard to believe that a terrorist would see this clumsy, frightened animal as a weapon for spreading an illness, but many here remember what happened in Great Britain 2 years ago when an outbreak of foot and mouth disease led to the slaughter of nearly 6 million cows, pigs, and sheep. Now, foot and mouth is on a list of diseases that experts say could be used as bioweapons. Before the auction got started, cattle raiser Gus Persson said he fears a foot and mouth disease outbreak in this country.
It could be devastating. That's where you have to keep it where you are. It could be devastating.
Mr. Persson says at his ranch, he watches out for people who act suspiciously, such as those who drive by often or slow down. But he says he's not too worried about terrorists showing up at this auction.
I don't think they'd waste time with a small place like this. They'd go to the big places. That's a hope, but that might not always be.
State officials have been telling producers about the financial dangers of livestock terrorism. Susan Combs is commissioner of the Texas Department of Agriculture. She says while some animal diseases may not hurt humans, a federal study shows that an outbreak could cost the state's livestock industries $60 to $70 billion.
In Texas alone, when we have about $15 billion a year in cash revenues off of cattle, if you added sheep and pigs, and all the dairy, you're looking at a huge amount of money. So it wouldn't be just that all of those animals had to be slaughtered. It'd be all of the handling, et cetera, all the transportation.
Agriculture officials are warning farmers and ranchers to be on the lookout for strangers and unusual symptoms in their animals.
If you have unexplained deaths in your herd or some kind of an illness or staggering or blisters around the mouth, you got to do two things right away. One is call your local vet at once. And secondly, of course, call the local law enforcement people.
Texas has already gotten a glimpse of what an outbreak can do. Last month, it became the fourth state to see signs of the deadly and contagious exotic Newcastle disease in chickens. 20 small backyard flocks in El Paso had been quarantined or killed. Officials aren't sure how the outbreak got started, but in California, where it's hit the commercial poultry industry, nearly 3.5 million birds have been destroyed. Foot and mouth disease is so feared around the world that many countries would cut off trade channels to the United States if there's even a suspicion of the illness. President George Bush has asked Congress for millions of dollars to protect the nation's food supply. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has created a corps of veterinarians to aid federal agents in the event of an emergency.
But there's always more that can be done.
James Roth is professor of veterinary medicine and director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. He would like to see more animal vaccines made available and the creation of a national system to track animals as they're moved around the country. Professor Roth says there also needs to be more security at auction barns. Despite what some ranchers believe, he says auctions are vulnerable targets. He encourages auction houses go the way of one Dallas outfit, which has farmers buy and sell livestock over closed-circuit TV.
Livestock auction markets, in my opinion, are a severe risk for biosecurity. And I think they're probably something that we should discontinue and find another way to for the trade in animals to occur without commingling them at auction markets.
At the Luling auction, about 1,000 cows are penned together. Just above, buyers lean over a raised walkway where they can get a good view of the cattle. It would be frightfully easy for a terrorist to spread a disease here, knowing that infected cattle would then be transported all over the state. Yet visitors don't have to show identification or have their boots or tires disinfected. Texas Animal Health Inspector Roan Allen says such tightening of security is a bad idea.
I don't think that would be a viable option in an auction barn here. I think that would disrupt the business here to try to make people do that.
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Susan Combs agrees. She points out livestock owners are already hurting financially. She says regulating the industry is not the answer to try to prevent an outbreak of an imported disease such as foot and mouth.
We don't have it here, but if it were to come here, I am sure every one of them would be asked to really tighten up. It's again a matter of common sense, it's a matter of being watchful, and it's a matter of observing.
But animal disease experts say those steps may not be enough to protect livestock from the threat of bioterrorism. As agriculture security officials continue to adopt new guidelines, they'll have to weigh the cost to producers and taxpayers with what it might take to keep the economy safe. I'm Janet Heimlich.